And for those who are out there whining about DeSantis taking too long to say something, being concerned about how long it took, all of that, whatever adjective or descriptor you want to use to discuss where you might be or where others were, is fine. Well, he finally did say something. He finally did say something, and in my view, it was appropriate, and it was the right thing to say. That doesn't mean I'm going all in on DeSantis, but here's what he said. Let's take a listen, and then we'll discuss.
Extradition to New York.
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong. I also think it's important to point out, when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile, politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions, that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
And he's trying to remove another right now, by the way. But look, he finally spoke, right? And maybe it wasn't on everyone else's timeline, but by the way, my timeline, your timeline, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It matters to us, but on the grand scale, it doesn't matter. But he talked about the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who is Soros-funded. He talked about how they've weaponized that DA's office. That's what people wanted to hear, right? Why isn't he speaking out about this political prosecution? Yada, yada. That's what they wanted to hear. Some people are mad that he referenced the porn star joke and the buy-off. Okay, get over it. Some were upset that he focused on Floridians more in that statement. He's the governor of Florida. I thought everything he said was rational. Again, no one's ever going to say exactly what you want them to say, or even what I want them to say. But I don't know what else people would want him to come out and say there. Well, he finally does it, right? He speaks about it. He talks about how that prosecutor's office up there is just a total shit show. And Trump didn't like it. And he went right back after Ron, which is my biggest problem with the man right now that he's doing. I love the guy. But he keeps screwing up here. And he said this. Let's pop this truth message up. He said, Ron DeSanctimonious, he went back to the long form, will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known, when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. Stop it, you guys. I mean, like, seriously. This is so dumb. It is so childish. He comes out and does what everyone wants him to do, and then you go right to calling him gay? That's essentially what happened there. You're not wise. You're not popular. He is popular. But we're going there? I just feel like, again, I know a lot of you guys are all in, have some blind allegiance to Trump. I like Trump too. I don't have blind allegiance to him. I'm not all in on anybody. But Trump, I mean, on this issue, and if I was close to him, I would say, Land, you're making so many mistakes on this front. Stop doing it. You've got a lot to offer this country. You've done so much for this country. Stop tarnishing it by letting your ego and your emotions get in the way, which is exactly what's happening here. If you were to have played Kingmaker, which is what I had kind of suggested back in the day and a lot of other people had, which I still think would have been the better move for him personally based on age, based on everything he's gone through, the ringer that the big machine has put him through. If that would have been the scenario, if you did not announce your candidacy, you would have been all in on who? On DeSantis. You guys are as close to each other without being each other. It's ridiculous. But because you're running, which is your right, and I'm not saying you shouldn't run. I was more of a Kingmaker fan, but like if you're going to run and you become the nominee, guess what? I'll vote for you. But you got to stop doing dumb stuff or it's going to hurt you. And you feeling threatened is not a good look. It is not a good look for you. It's not a good look for our party. It's not a good look for our country. You too. I would treat you guys like, and I don't think Ron's handled it poorly. I think he's actually handled it very well, considering what he's been drugged through. But I would treat them like kids and sit them down in little chairs, like the little chairs that are like, you know, 8 inches, 10 inches off the ground, and be like, work together, kids. Fix this shit together. Improve our broken party together. There aren't many Republicans with real balls. You've both got them. You've both got them. Pick on Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, Elizabeth Cheney. Pick on Lindsey Graham. Pick on those people. And by the way, Trump, stop associating yourself with Lindsey Graham. Those are the people who we've got to get after, not the good ones.
It's a crazy world out there, and we're facing more uncertainty than our country has faced in a long time, if ever. And the most important advice we can give you and your loved ones is be prepared. Most people don't realize they need something until it's too late. Whether it's a natural disaster, a sustained power outage, political upheaval, or God forbid, war. You need to be prepared. Don't put yourself in that situation. Have food and water on hand to provide for you and your loved ones during the worst of times. And then pray that you never need it. Thankfully, we have just the solution for you. Heaven's Harvest has everything you need to prepare for the unexpected. You get prepared and you support a pro-American Christian company that shares your values at the same time. Everyone wins. And the best news is that you also get discounts on emergency survival foods, heirloom vegetable seed kits, water filtration and storage kits, and loads of other survival resources, such as guides on how to grow and preserve your foods. So get ahead, be prepared, and survive with a company that shares your values. And we have you covered with great discounts. Go to spendingswitch.com and get your Heaven's Harvest survival food at a great price. You can find it in the emergency preparedness section. Again, that's spendingswitch.com.